For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. Since President Trump announced the U.S. would exit the Paris Climate Agreement back in June, many local leaders have taken matters into their own hands. Here in South Carolina, where nearly 55% of voters opted for Trump in 2016, four prominent mayors of diverse political leanings have pledged to fulfill the terms of the Paris Agreement as part of the Climate Mayors Caucus, which is composed of more than 380 American mayors.
Steve Benjamin, I'm the 44th mayor of the city of Columbia, and we've had a tagline as we marketed our city over the last several years of being famously hot, and the reality is we are famously hot.
Mayor Benjamin of Columbia has in many ways led the charge on climate initiatives, both in South Carolina and nationally, as the vice president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. This summer, he addressed the conference's annual meeting as a sponsor for a city-driven climate resolution. And he says that he wants his city to be an example with climate initiatives. He has some concrete plans for achieving that, including increasing Columbia's use of solar panels, providing rain barrels to residents, and creating a new green wastewater treatment facility.
So we're trying to lead by example, but we've got a whole lot more to do. There's so much more. Again, I think we can serve as a model for other cities, particularly cities in the American South, to show that we can not only make progressive improvements, but smart improvements that can help lead our peer cities across the country.
Some of Benjamin's motivation certainly comes from the severe flooding that plagued the Midlands and the coast in 2015. Mayor John Tecklenburg of Charleston says he's also been influenced by seemingly annual hurricanes that have flooded the South Carolina coast. Joaquin in 2015, Matthew in 2016, and a narrow brush with Irma this year. But Tecklenburg is most concerned with the flooding that's increasingly happening separate from these storms, an effect of sea level rise.
The number of high tides that we call nuisance flooding when I was a kid only happened a couple of times a year, and year before last happened 36 times. Last year was 50 times. You see a little trend there. We're seeing direct impact of global climate change in addition to those severe weather impacts that we've seen the last 3 years.
The upstate of South Carolina hasn't weathered the same severity of recent flooding as the Midlands and Lowcountry, but hurricanes are still on the mind of Terrence Roberts, mayor of the city of Anderson.
That's what I'm afraid of, is that globally these things start producing more hazards to our community. They become more frequent, and it's real. So, I mean, this isn't something somebody's making up.
Roberts also said he feels mayors, as local leaders, are uniquely equipped to fulfill the pledges they've made.
You know, there are mayors in our cities and towns that don't see the politics of the initiatives that we're talking about. We are a conservative state. I live in a very conservative area. But, you know, the whole saying that politics is local. And, for example, I've never seen somebody describe a pothole as being Republican or Democrat. They just want it fixed.
Several months have now passed since Trump's announcement about the Paris Agreement, and the U.S. hasn't officially pulled out yet. But Mayor Benjamin said he's determined not to let his city's efforts to move towards renewable energy flag. And he has something to say to the cynics.
We can all do something, and I'd encourage everyone who might be cynical to at least make sure that we're starting with the man or the woman in the mirror and make sure we're doing our own part first.
For more on this story, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.